Thank you for calling customer support. My name is India. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. I was speaking with Kenyatta, about a complaint that I had filed with the bank on these products that y'all had continued to ship, even though I was trying to get them canceled. And she had told me to call back. She took some notes, and she said that if we could get the bank on three-way and they would drop the, the fraud charges, you know, the investigation, that y'all would credit me back two of the months, and then you'd send me over to the billing department. They'd credit the third. So when I spoke with the bank, they said, no, all they got to do is credit it back. And then when their paperwork, y'all's paperwork gets there, you just show it's been credited back and they'll drop it.
Yes, ma'am. I do hear you out. Do you mind providing me with your zip code so I can further assist you?
Of course, 77433.
Yes, ma'am. And do you mind verifying the first and last name?
Barbara Wilson.
Okay. And do you mind verifying your shipping address for me, please?
8007 Chola Canyon Lane, Cypress, Texas.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. So let me take a look here. Okay, so you have ordered our plant tonics, calm formula and active formula.
Well, that's what they say, because I had gotten a batch of it in the beginning, and I tried to get a hold of people. There was no phone number, nothing in the box. Then I thought, well, I'll go to my bank. I went to my bank. They gave me like three different phone numbers. Well, no, I take it back. They gave me the phone number of a place called Prime Nutrition. So I called Prime Nutrition. They said they had nothing to do with it. Then the next month, I got $200 attached to my account. Nothing came in. And then now I got a third shipment in yesterday, and it had the phone number. So that's how I'm calling y'all now. But I had to, in the meantime, I had to stop these $200 coming out of my account. And so that's why I went and I said, I don't recognize this. I can't get through to the people. The phone number y'all give me is not correct. So I need to lodge a dispute. So they're in the process of doing their investigation. But they said that the only way to get it dropped is if y'all go ahead and get the credit back. Then when they send the reports to y'all, you just say no credit has been given, then it's a moot point.
Yes, ma'am. So I do see here in my notes that you did call and cancel your account. So due to
this
the fact
morning.
That you're
yeah.
Yes, ma'am. So due to the fact that your account is canceled, I can assure you that you will no longer be billed or be shipped out anything further.
I know,
on.
But I'm talking about the three batches that y'all have ordered. That's $600.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's what I need my credit back for, and that's what she agreed to do, but she wanted me to get the bank on three-way, but the bank wouldn't get on three-way. They said that when the letter goes out, if y'all have credited it, you'll just report that it's credited, and they'll drop it.
Yes, ma'am. So I need to get your bank on the line with us.
Okay. Well, do you want to dial them or... Because the bank would not get on three-way.
Yes, ma'am. So I'll need for you to, I will grant a chance. Do you need to speak to a supervisor?
No, I'm just telling y'all. If y'all will drop those, if y'all will credit it back, they will drop the investigation. But I don't know how to get them on the line with y'all at the same time because they say they don't do it that way.
Yes, ma'am. So you will need to speak to your bank. Well, speak to your bank, and you will speak to the supervisor. And they will give us a call for them to investigate.
I've already spoken to them, and they said it's not done. Let me call the toll-free, I guess, and I'll try it one more time. And then, I don't know, I guess I'll let them just keep investigating until they get my money back. But it just seems like it would be much easier for you guys if you just went ahead and refunded the account. And then that way it would be a mute point. Then they'll drop it when y'all get the paperwork. Does that make any sense to you at all?
Hello, hi, Miss Barbara. Hello,
Yes.
hi, this is Shant. I'm actually your floor supervisor assisting Miss India. And I understand what's going on with the account. We do wish to issue that refund. And I was overhearing you saying one of the bank representatives was refusing to give us a call. Reason I say that because we all not good and bad, but we always get calls from the banks that want to even investigate. That's how they investigate. They call the company to get more information in regards to what is going on for their investigation. So if you have a representative that's telling that they won't call, that's what my agent was saying. You may want to speak to their supervisor or someone higher up there because that's what they're going to do. They always call to make sure what's going on before any dispute process. The reason that
So,
we're iffy
yeah.
about Yeah, the reason that we're iffy about refund because we don't want it to cancel out. We don't want to refund it, and then your bank goes through with the dispute process, and then it cancel out that you don't get it. Yeah, so that's why we want to be on the
Well, let
safe
me do
side.
this. Let me call the national number instead of the local number.
That could be a good,
Maybe that's where they go, and then I'll call y'all back. Let me try that.
Do that because we have you
Okay.
notated and we have the amount pending. We just have to get that verification that they have dropped the dispute.
Okay, perfect. Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. No problem. No, but just give us a call. And like I said, we have it all notated, even including Miss India notes as well.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, man. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right.